Welcome back to another episode of Making a Martini. I am your host, Caleb Figgles. This is season four. We are bringing back a season two guest couple.
Oh, guest my God. Couple? Are we a couple?
Yes.
I would pay to see that go down.
Who wouldn't? A lot of people would.
Only fans. But we are here with Brittany and Elizabeth of She Show Videos, which if you haven't listened to that episode yet, fuck you,
and
first of all.
Yeah.
And go back.
Absolutely.
And go back.
Absolutely.
But you guys started a podcast, what we figured out over 2 years ago.
So we started our YouTube channel 2 years ago, but
yes.
We are about to bust into. Don't say bust.
You said bust.
We're about to bust into the podcast world in 2023. Okay, you're welcome. Spoiler alert.
You can bust. You both of you can bust wherever you want.
Thank you.
You're darn straight. We can.
So can
okay.
You. So can you, my friend.
You are darn straight.
That's what
my
Pittsburgh
friend.
Is known for.
Busting.
Ew. Today, I feel like it's my episode, though, because let's just be honest. I'm bringing the topic today, so I feel like today is my episode. So. Maybe we should, like, do an
She's
intro
so selfish.
And say, like, this is Brittany. It's Brittany, bitch. Okay.
Aww.
Yeah.
I gotta go.
Today, I got the topic for you guys, and I've been holding it in all day, and I haven't said one word, and it's been killing me. It's
you
been
should be nervous.
Eating me alive, because I feel like both of you guys have really good opinions on this. Stop sniffing him. What is happening?
Do I smell?
No, but we're sitting very close. And I
know.
Wanted to ensure that you didn't.
You guys
I was ignoring Brittany on purpose. Get in there.
Two types of people in this world.
You guys should not be sitting next to each other.
Well,
we're just doing what Scooter's doing.
Scooter.
His whole dick is
There's
out.
Company.
He don't give a fuck.
I was ignoring you, but now I'm back.
Okay, yeah. So today's
don't
topic.
My face after you interviews.
It makes sense, Scooter. Today's topic is blowjobs.
Oh.
Okay.
No wonder she wanted to talk to you about this.
Why is that?
No.
No reason. I'm not an expert.
So this was the leeway. This was the question. How do you feel about your blowjob skills? When somebody says to you, like... What that mouth do?
Chef's kiss.
Chef's kiss.
You say you go in and you say I'm an A+. You say like.
Do you?
Yeah.
How much?
I'm very confident.
How much time does it typically take you to reach
maximum?
Because
you did say earlier that you will give blowjobs to completion. Is this true?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Which I haven't done since.
College.
It's been.
A while.
It's been at least a decade.
The longest, I think, and this is pure guesstimate.
Because
you're
not
looking
at
the clock.
You don't
set a timer?
No, because I don't set a timer. But next time I will.
You should.
But it's never, like, if that's the only thing that we're doing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just given a blowjob and then we're done.
Okay.
Like, 7 minutes?
Oh, my God.
7 minutes? My
That's
jaw.
Blood donation style.
My jaw is instantly tired. I'm fatigued just listening to 7 minutes. I feel like I'm taking a nap.
Okay. For 7 minutes? 7 minutes does
what?
Sound like a long time.
First of all.
But to go to completion, 7 minutes is a short amount of time.
What are you doing for the 7 minutes? What are you thinking about during that 7 minutes?
That's a good question.
Because this is what I'm thinking about. What's on my grocery list? My knees hurt. My
Why
neck
are you
hurts.
On your knees? Lay on
you
the bed.
You can't do it sideways. Then
yeah, you can.
First of all, if I'm laying sideways and I'm going like this, let's get a visual going right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why is your
my
neck crooked?
My shoulder
the
hurts.
The bent neck lady.
My shoulder hurts instantly. I've got to rearrange to get a better angle at it so I can go
you
full
have a
on.
King-size bed.
I'm confused. 6'2". Even if
That's
he's
true.
Laying this way, okay?
Yeah.
He's laying this way, and I'm coming across his crotch.
Perpendicular.
Unintended.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm looking at the TV one. That's one angle.
Why is the TV on?
I like a little mood light.
We all know why
She's
the TV is on.
She's probably watching Will and Grace.
We all know why the TV is
hey,
on.
Hey, Megan Mullally makes me come too, so.
I need something to look at while I'm down there for 7 minutes, okay?
We
I can't look at him.
We've talked about this on our show before, on the episode about somebody getting caught watching TV while their hubby was going down on them. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I feel like it's different.
And he was pissed.
Yeah, if somebody, I feel like, if somebody's doing something to you, then you have to like at least pretend. But if you're doing something to somebody else, you're like, oh, I just needed to watch a little TV.
You can't make somebody come in 7 minutes. You're distracted. You're watching TV. Your head is elsewhere. Caleb's head is in it. To win it.
Okay. I don't try to make someone come in 7 minutes. I'm a selfish lover. We've already established this. I'm like, I'm going to put my mouth on it for 2.5 seconds to pretend like I'm in it.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to let you do everything after that.
Okay. Now, what about you? Are you thinking about your grocery list when you're...
No. No. I would have to say that I think more...
Engaging in fellatio.
That's what it's called.
What are you thinking about?
Oralingus.
Honestly, just making them fucking...
Oh, does it come out in 3 spurts?
Sometimes. Sometimes 12, and I'm like...
When I feel like that's because it's breathe. Pent up. Is that because they haven't gone in a long time? Is that like a medical thing?
No. Sometimes it's just...
Gallons.
Sometimes I'm just really, really good.
Oh my God. I love that for you.
See, when people ask
But I really love doing it. Like that's...
Some people do love doing it. I've heard this before.
That's like, I would say, my biggest like... Flex. Not fetish. No, not even flex. I suck a
mean dick. And you just fucking flex on someone at the bar.
Don't
jump at him.
No, we'll do it tonight at William Patton.
Do you use your deep voice?
Yeah.
I suck a mean dick.
Ugh.
No, don't. As you say this in a fur-lined cardigan, don't ever.
Okay, so you like to do it.
Yeah, I like to do it. And I think that's like my... quote-unquote fetish is making the other person feel good.
Ooh, you're a giver.
Yeah, we've already established that we're both selfish lovers. Yeah. I'm not. Usually when people ask me, like, oh, what that mouth do, I'm like, ooh, probably not like much. C-plus work at best.
We should skip it. Yeah, you like, know what?
I know.
Something else.
Yeah, C-plus work at maximum. And nobody... There are people who are... What's the term? Cum sluts.
It took you that long to think of the term cum sluts?
I am no cum slut.
What does that mean? They like cum?
Yes.
They just love cum. They're a slut for cum.
Don't
touch the corner of your mouth when you are explaining the definition of the term cum slut. We don't daintily rub the cum.
It was purely unintentional.
It seemed really
habitual.
What's that called? The Freudian
Freudian slip. Mm-hmm. The Freudian cum slip.
So cum slip is different, I think. It's when you fall in a pile of cum.
How much cum is this person producing?
Gallons! Caleb just 12? Said that.
Yeah, you did say 12.
Okay. First of all, I'm offended that you said it's C+ because I know who taught you how to suck a dick.
You.
And it was me. Oh. It was me.
Well, sometimes Brittany, you gotta look in the mirror.
Do you know that Brittany made it all the way past 18, still a virgin?
Yeah. I love that.
Thank you. I was super classy.
She walked onto what her happened? College campus and her pussy popped open. What happened?
My bussy popped open in college, so I understand.
It took a while for it to pop open. Okay, I was out here wearing clean teen, virgin for life t-shirts on the college campus.
2 times before then, she lost.
I mean, shortly after.
She saw college athletes and it changed her life, I think.
Yeah.
In a multitude of ways. But she called me from school and said, I need help. I'm going to suck a dick.
Yeah.
So this was before FaceTime. I had to wait till she came home and then we had a little lesson and she went back and she called me and she said, I did it. It was fine. I got good reviews. And now all of a sudden she's a C+.
I mean, to be honest and fair, since 18, I really haven't added that many tricks or tips onto it. So I probably sucked the entry same level dick. As I did at 18, I feel like there's nothing that has changed.
Well, that would make sense then.
I feel like I'm a C+ dick sucker.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like an opportunity area that you should focus on this year.
Are you going to be the pot or the kettle?
Listen.
Oh, you're out now?
A kettle on pot.
Here's the difference. I actually think that I would give myself like a B plus. I'm a B plus.
Okay.
Maybe an A minus. I just don't like to do it. So the frequency is less, but the quality
is, so you gotta look at the average.
Is a ringer.
I'm trying to get less frequency. So I'm trying to say like,
as you thumbs down for the people who can't see us.
I'm trying to say like it's a C-ish average. Because I don't want you to tap in. I want you to be like, okay, like at least you're being honest. Let's do other things. And I'm like, okay, I'm great at other things. It's not my strong suit because I don't want to do it. Because if I'm laying there and I'm slobbing on your knobbin, slobbing on your knobbin, right?
That's hot.
I would have picked different terms, but I know what you're saying.
Thank you.
Sucking on your duke.
That sounds like poopy.
Well, it's been on my mind lately.
Oh, I'm sorry. Nice way to bring saltines. That.
I know.
But if I'm over there.
You're my saltines.
What is happening for me?
Nothing. That's the thing. But like Caleb said, some people like to pleasure other people. That's just not us. Unless
it's not me.
You want to be my lover, in which case I would love to pleasure you.
No, gracias, but
she's made
you.
Multiple efforts.
I agree.
Since she's been here.
I know.
Thousands of efforts over the past 20 plus years.
I've tried every angle, tactic, strategy. Nothing worked. She's prude. She's Fort Knox over here.
Lock it down.
No Fort Knox got broken
into in Die Hard 3.
We're almost there.
You're almost there.
Yippee-ki-yay, hey, motherfucker.
Put your arm down.
That was streaky.
We're not givers. That's the difference. Some people are pleasure givers.
Yeah.
Okay, first of all.
He's a me.
Even the semen, when it hits the back
Don't
of my throat.
Semen.
I'm out.
It is.
What if there's pre-cum in there, too?
You got to take it both. It's one. It's all or nothing, really.
As my friend Cher would say.
Yes.
Cher. I'm gay Caleb again.
We
he really switches gay. Back and forth.
He does. He doesn't.
From Caleb to gay.
He doesn't, though.
Cher gay. Diva gay Caleb.
Okay. You were straight Caleb in a fur-lined cardigan.
You want him back?
No, I don't.
No, I do. Yeah, no.
All right.
Stop it.
What was that hand gesture?
All right.
So, Caleb, my follow-up question for you. Are you always a swallower or are you a spitter sometimes?
Usually just swallow it.
Yeah, why would you spit it? I never understood this concept.
I feel like I go in phases. Like some days I'm like, yeah, I'm going to do this.
I never said
and
that.
And I'm like, I hype myself up about it. Like,
you
I'm
put your arm down.
I'm swallow it. And I'm going to, one goal.
Like I'm going to get hit.
I'm going to be like, Caleb.
That was so aggressive. That was some, that's been there for a day or two.
I'm flicking it off into the wind. Okay.
I'm dead.
Some days I'm like, it hits the back of my throat and I'm like, I can't swallow it.
So you just
I'm
keep
paralyzed.
Oh, and then yeah.
No, then I get up, pop up,
you
go into the bathroom. Yes.
I don't know. I feel like that breaks the mood. Is there a mood at that point?
Well, I guess afterwards, what does it matter?
Yeah, but are you going
if
back
you.
And you're not rocks off? I'm confused.
If
That's
I'm giving fellatio, you see that term? Education.
Looks like
you're
about
here.
To fist.
No, that's chef's kiss.
Oh.
Which is
the same thing.
Okay. If I'm giving fellatio right now, all right, and I'm done.
Then you're done.
I should have come first.
Bingo.
That's what I say every day.
You literally said the
breakfast
opposite
of champions.
Earlier.
No,
you said
it's not.
You said usually because you're a giver.
Yeah.
You'll go start to finish.
Yeah.
And then you actually, if I remember correctly, did some sort of
air some hump. Sort of pubic gyration.
Yeah. It was an air hump. What about Let me clarify it.
Now
it
it's my turn.
My turn.
So you like to go first? Or you like to have them go first and you like to go second?
It all depends on...
You're not getting my dick or my lips on your dick.
Damn, you got a dick quick.
First of all,
we've been here half
a day. If I had a dick, it would be massive and throbbing. Yeah. Okay,
all the time.
It would make an audible sound if it slammed against the table. People would be like,
"Why would it be like stubbing your toe?"
Exactly. I would be one of those thirst trappers on Instagram that are like exercising, but they're just jumping up and down so you can see their dick move in their pants. That would be me.
The best TikToks.
Thirst trap hashtag.
Yeah.
That is you.
You're welcome.
No, I think it would depend on the situation. Like, is this someone I met at the bar that we're, like, hooking up? Is this someone I found on Grindr
that you're hooking up? Is that
different or the same?
Yeah, because Grindr's very much, like, get in, get off, get out.
Okay.
Now, granted, when I pick someone off from the bar, my preferred is get in, get off, get out. Like, call yourself an Uber home. But don't fucking stay. If you stay the night, like, have the decency to get up in the morning and fucking go.
Oh, remember that guy that tried to stay in your apartment and you had to leave?
The lingerer? Yeah. Yeah. He was lying to. It was like, I have to work.
You got dressed for
and then
work.
You had to walk out. That was a great story.
Yeah. Like, don't do that. But
don't make me have to be a creep because you're a creep.
Yeah. But, like, sometimes on Grindr, like, it'll just be like, they'll come over, little sucky sucky, and then, like,
who's doing the sucky like, sucky?
Depends.
Okay.
Either or. Sometimes just one, and then, like, the other one just takes care of the other. Like, I don't give handjobs because I think that's not fun.
It's juvenile.
And it's lazy.
It's called an old-fashioned. Please refer to it as such.
Okay? I don't give someone an old-fashioned. But I don't mind if someone does it for me. I'm like,
okay,
go for it, I guess.
So what you're saying is you would give a blowy in exchange for an old-fashioned.
I would. It wouldn't be my preferred, but I wouldn't be upset if that happened. Okay. What I don't like, and it's happened before, is I'll give a blowy and then they'll leave. And I'll be like,
bitch, this is my house.
I'm like, Scooter, kill him.
And Scooter's okay. Like, who is Scooter killing besides himself?
So, okay.
Scooter's seen so many father figures in his life.
He needs therapy.
He needs so much therapy.
Okay, Daddy, so when you're on Grindr. When you're like, you know what? Tonight's a Grinder night.
Yeah.
Okay.
Basically, so a day that ends in like Y.
You've probably prepared in some fashion, right? Yeah. And you're like, you know
it's
what?
It's going down.
My butthole is ready.
Yep. Okay. So then are you ever on Grindr and you're like, I just want someone to come over so I can give them a blowjob? Like, when you say you like to be the giver, do you like to only be the giver or you want a reciprocal response from that? Like, are you ever in the mood you're like, I just want to suck somebody's dick? The fact that you're
thinking about this is disturbing to
me. No, I'm trying to think if it's ever happened.
Or have you ever been, maybe that's more likely in a relationship. I don't know if I have the desire for that to happen.
I think I'd be more inclined to do that if I was in a relationship.
Like, I just want to get you off.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Because it's like my partner. And I'm like, I just want to like make you feel good and let's go about our day.
I have a partner and I was going to
pose the same question to you, Elizabeth.
The answer is no.
Well, that's the thing. Like, if I get ready and I'm like good to go in my nether regions.
G2G, bitches.
The douche has been douched.
Mm-hmm. Been there.
they need to spend some time. Like, this should not be just a quick like little boom, boom, boom.
Okay. So... my current husband is a giver.
What about your future husband?
He has to be a giver because, bitch, you're a taker.
Hey, one time he told me he craves my poussouis.
Don't call it a poussouis.
My poussouis?
Yeah, see.
The poussouis, yeah. So
oui, oui.
We love the poussouis. We think the poussouis is how you say.
Stop this now.
Yes. But so I can see him doing that, but I would never be like, yes, I'm gonna suck your dick today.
No. Never have
literally
I woke
never.
Up.
See, not one time
a day,
in my life.
I would
life.
Say that too.
Really?
I don't. But I see them like, you know, across the street. I'll be like, hey, Gray Sweatpants.
No. See, I would like say to myself, I'd
maybe bang just because I want to see him. It.
And I'm like, I would let you eat my pussy. Mm-hmm. That's what I say.
Oh my God. As I'm listening to this in my head, we are selfish lovers. It's bad.
You guys are. But there's nothing wrong with that.
This is the thing. In exchange for that, I feel like I'm a little extra freaky.
Okay. Mm.
So I feel like there's a give and take. Like there's really, besides shower and butt stuff, there's really nothing I'm going to say no to.
You're 6 foot two, so you should say no to shower sex. How the fuck does that even the logistically happen?
I mean, I've never understood having doing it.
Oh
anyway.
My God, it's terrible.
No, it's awful. The wet and the wet. Just don't make wet.
Any men that are listening know that you can barely even jack off in the shower. Like, well, it's so like, chafy.
I know, yeah, it is. It's like the wet, anti-wet. It's like wet, but it makes it anti-wet.
Exactly. Yeah. The wet and the wet don't equal like
rip
wet.
Rip the skin of your dick off.
Yeah, so it's just not going to happen.
That's a bad day. Mm. God, you'd have to take off work for that. Oh, now it fits in the sentence?
No.
Puss.
I feel like,
thank
okay.
you. Hashtag okay. word of the week, puss.
I thought it was pussy.
No, you were hoping it would
be either.
Okay.
You know.
And here's a, this is going to make me sound even worse. Okay. And I accept that. And I know that.
Lay it on
for
us.
Anyone who's listening and doesn't
judgment
know
free
me,
zone.
Before I was married, I was a hoe. Okay?
Truth.
Right. Facts. But now I'm not. Okay? I'm reformed. I'm vanilla. Like
Jesus
through
has
and
touched
through.
You. Touched your heart.
He's touched me more recently than most. Okay?
Okay.
But I feel like it's okay for me to be a selfish lover. Bitch, I run my entire house. So you can do this. And then I'm not a little extra freaky on a regular day. Things are fine. We're both getting off. Let me make that clear.
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't have to get close to
orgasms happen on both sides.
Okay.
But
the pillow.
Bitch, you get a lot of other things from me on a regular basis. Okay. My time, my attention. But that is enough. It's more than enough. You
I
know
think,
what?
I think that makes a difference, too. I really don't do anything with my life. So I have time. So I have time to suck some mean dick. But some people don't.
I don't, bitch.
And
I ain't
be
got
on
time.
That person's partner's responsibility to keep it, you know.
If we go on sexcation.
Are you sucking dick to completion?
To completion. But that's because we're so horned up.
First of all, the way you put your hands up, like, we're going on sexcation, no rules. It seems like there's fucking
we
rules.
We walk around naked on sexcation.
I do that at my house.
Okay. Sometimes people are dropping down on the kitchen floor and eating pussy. Okay.
Don't
we
say
are banging multiple
people.
Times a day.
Don't say so.
But when
people.
I'm at home and I gotta clean and cook and grocery shop and get these kids going and no. Mitch, I'm tired. I'm tired already.
I was tired after 7 minutes.
That was a yawn.
Okay. I was tired after 7 minutes. As soon as he said
I can't
7 minutes,
you suck I for 7 minutes.
What
I
if they last longer?
It.
What if they really last longer?
Then
what's
that's
the
no
longest?
A plus to me.
No, I don't let them.
Don't you cocky motherfucker pun
I think
intended.
I even have, I think I even have people that would vouch for me. Maybe we'll see them
we
tonight.
We should have done this as a live. Let people call. If you see someone, though, tell me I'm going to ask.
I will.
See someone say something.
If I see someone, I'll say something.
Yes, just like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So do you have some tricks?
Yeah. Tell us what your tricks
it's
are.
It's all about the tongue.
Okay. So
I think a lot of people like it's nothing special. It's not like big or long. I just know how to, you know.
It's kind of thick what in the midsection.
Uh-huh. What do you do to get 7 minutes or less?
Ooh, 7 minutes in heaven.
Like I think about like what I would personally like. Like I hate
maybe
when people do.
Maybe that's where we go wrong. We don't know what we personally like.
Because you don't have a dick.
Dicks. Yeah.
Damn it.
But like, people, do you guys do this? I mean, some people I'm sure do like it, but I hate it. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? People like are like doing it and then they like move their hand around it like this.
I have that not done that.
Hurts.
It feels like an Indian record.
I was going to say, I sometimes go up and
me
down,
too.
But never like a grind, like a pepper grinder.
I just realized this was a podcast. So and I just said, when you do this,
they know.
Yeah, basically, I think they figured it out. But like, if you like, yeah, if you like move your hand back and forth while you're going up and down, that does not feel great.
Okay.
And I don't, but I do that same thing, same kind of idea with my tongue while I'm doing just like the normal.
Let me see. Let me see the tongue movement.
Like, you just gotta, it's hard with nothing in. Let me see.
I need to know what you're talking
about. What can I put in my mouth?
So you just go back and forth? You windshield wiper it with your tongue?
Yeah, it it's like around. Back and forth.
I love this for
so,
us.
Yeah, so you hit it with the windshield wiper.
Windshield wiper, yeah. And then you stop doing that. Okay. Do it regular and then do the windshield wiper with your head.
Do it regular. What's regular? Outside, just a normal sucky sucky.
Just like normal sucky sucky. And to actually like suck. Like just having your mouth on it doesn't really do anything. It just gets hot.
Okay. So,
it's like an oven.
I don't like
that. How about when you like
sweaty?
How about when you increase the suction on that bad boy? Does that do anything?
Only if you're at the top.
Okay.
Like, I don't think sucking when you're like down, like
at the base.
At the base, like, what does that do for anyone?
I have also found out if you are a previous lover of mine, please do go ahead and hit pause at this time. I've also found out that if you pretend gag on it, they love that.
No, that you've is also never, very true.
You've never pretended.
I've done it so many times.
Again, if you are a previous lover of mine, I would never pretend. You guys have all been substantial in size.
Yeah. Do it like
you. That's a lie.
You can. No, like talking. There is a lot of faking that does go on. Like, okay. I mean, it's still not like my favorite thing to do, but like fake gagging, like, you know, hitting them with like, oh, you're so big.
How do you talk when it's in there?
Like you come up for air for a second, go back down.
Okay.
You come off. It's so large. And then you go back.
Do you look him in the eye when you say that?
No, no. Okay. No eye contact is ever
happening. I hate that.
I can't.
Every now and then I will. And they'll like, their eyes will like be close because I know what I'm doing. But like every now and then you'll catch some sort of serial killer who's like.
Staring.
And I'm like. Oh, I feel like just like direct eye contact.
I close my eyes, especially if they're down there.
Because what if they look up and then you're like. First of all, you know it's a bad angle. You got three chins looking down there while they're eating on you.
I feel like ladies are completely different because when I close, like I use my mental to get me to where I'm going.
Oh, yeah.
So I can't keep my eyes open and focus on like, okay, like now is the time. Here it is. There, he's looking here. Okay, I like that. And then I make a noise to let him know that I like where he's at. Right.
Yeah.
So it's like a little boost of confidence. I'm like, oh yeah. And then we keep going from there. So I feel like I feel like guys are mostly silent. Am I doing it wrong? Okay, your faces.
What?
I'm just having this, you sound like the Kool-Aid man. Oh yeah. So all I could picture
is me busting
this. Oh yeah.
You're fucking welcome for that mental picture. You're welcome.
I do agree though. I'm very much with you. I'm very much a mental, like if it gets close, I want to close my eyes. Mm-hmm. I want to like see the bridge. I want to go across it. I'm like, yes, 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 yes. So I do the same thing. I think you're doing the right thing.
Okay. All right.
But don't say,
oh yeah.
You usually I have something that works for the specific individual. I like to personalize my sexual experiences.
Have, like what, one or two partners?
Yeah, I know. It's hard to believe.
I know. Yeah. <It's>... Et tu, Brute?
Yeah, I think, I don't know. Yeah, I think my one has really enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
Mine too.
Okay, so.
Just the father of my children and no one else.
The tip.
The tip.
Sucky sucky on the tip.
Play with the balls while you're there.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you put the balls in your mouth?
Yeah.
Okay. What if they're hairy balls?
You just brush your teeth after.
What Floss. If you get a hair in your mouth? Is it rude to pull up and then try to get the hair out and then go I've back done down?
It. No, okay. I've done that.
Is it rude to say like
because go it'll to the distract bathroom and
hit
you.
That trimmer real quick, bro?
Draw a diagram.
Okay. What is with you and diagrams?
I think it's a kind way to get your it's point not. Across. It's educational.
It's not.
But also informative.
It's not. You're wrong on this one.
I
Trust
do
me.
Think you have to
the diagrams
get the
ready.
Yes, sir. I need
like
you
a flip
under the bed.
Like at the doctor's
yeah.
office.
Yeah.
As soon as he pulls down his pants, yeah. oh, go
on
ahead
a scale
and hit
of,
number
on
two.
A scale of 1 to 10.
How sad are you?
How are your pubes?
Yeah, pull out number two binder, sir.
I do like the stop and pull the hair out because otherwise it will distract you. And I find that if I'm distracted, the quality of the blowjob I'm giving is lessened.
Okay. Yeah.
So the more I think about my groceries, the more I think about this, the more I think about that, like I can already tell the quality is going mm-hmm. south.
All right.
Same thing with the hair in your mouth. You got to get it out. Otherwise, you'll never be able to focus on yeah. completion.
Elizabeth, I do have a specific lady question here.
Why so, can't Caleb answer?
He can't answer. Maybe you
Maybe.
Might. So, okay. You're given a blowy.
Okay.
And you're on your side. You're running congruent, okay?
So we're doing a perpendicular.
Yeah. So he's going this way.
Okay.
I'm going that way.
Okay.
And I'm giving him a blowy, right? Mm-hmm. And then he's diddling. He's diddling with me.
Okay.
He's oh, fiddling okay. my diddling.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I can't concentrate.
Me neither.
I cannot concentrate.
I don't like it,
me
actually.
Me either. It is like my least favorite thing because I'm trying to focus on one aspect. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, how do you even 69? I'm like, well, 69 is different because you have to
happening.
Build up.
Right.
To
it
a
is definitely
point.
Different.
But,
and it's always a weird angle, and I feel like it's never really that yeah. good,
like,
so it's just doing
that's
something.
That's really, like, 34 and a half in. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, it's harder for me to concentrate, yeah. and I'm like, what are you, like, are you going to DT
they
Donald Trump
see.
Me and puss grab me right now? Like, what's happening? Yeah.
Well, and they
Please
can't
don't
see
say Donald
either.
Trump in a conversation about banging.
I said
I'm
DT,
so
but.
So dry all of a sudden.
I did say DT, but I didn't know if the viewers would get that
they
reference.
Wouldn't. But no. I mean, I'm glad you clarified, but yeah. now I'm dry.
Well,
but I'm with
it?
You. I think men out there, if you're...
Yeah, exactly. Like,
yes.
That's exactly what they're doing. Like, a
like do you put your computer to the side and type an email?
I'm going to try
I feel like
it's going to be very misspelled.
I think men are just trying to do something because they realize that when you're giving a blowjob, you're getting nothing out of it. So they're trying to fill the gap.
I see what you did there.
See what I did there? By doing something, but it's distracting and it's never really good. So we can just, you know what? Don't do it.
I say,
keep your hands to yourself.
I was gonna say the same thing. Yeah.
Give me a shoulder.
Well, and
rub,
that should
maybe,
be like
something.
Your thing. That's like your time to do what you want to do. Let you don't need to be involved.
I will say though, if you would move down and instead of going perpendicular, you almost go between his legs, so your head is there. He can't reach you anymore, so you just take away that option.
Well, that's usually why I'm on my knees or at the end of the bed. But mm-hmm. my bet, if he's a longer gentleman, like yeah. if he's 6 foot plus, his lap is already halfway down my bed.
Maybe you gotta go diagonal.
So then I'm on my knees in a very uncomfortable and almost like a ball
mm-hmm.
trying to keep my
fetal
legs
position.
Yeah, or my legs are off the bed, and then if God forbid it takes 7 minutes then my legs might be going numb at that point. You know I have a tricky hip, Caleb, okay?
What if you put his head at the end of the bed, as far, whatever, and then you go to the front of the bed, and he just has to adjust his legs accordingly so that you're comfortable?
You're already sucking his dick.
Yeah, he's not going to say, no, I can't do that.
No, I can't.
That's true.
You think
make him pull up, like almost lay on his back and then pull his legs up so they're
yeah.
like
yeah, just make sure that
like
down
this
area
position
is
right here.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
So then you can
with your
come
legs
into yeah,
his
the,
legs up. Mm-hmm. Just make sure the grundle gravy is okay.
What is grundle gravy?
Please.
Just that swamp ass smell. You just want to make sure that's not there. If he's lifting his legs up, you know.
I hope that if we're given fellatio that there is no grundle gravy.
You know, I hope that every time, too. And sometimes you get surprised.
Brittany's been surprised. I don't know why she's saying this. Like, she's never gone down on a salty sausage because she has.
One time.
And she kept on going.
One time. You had to power through.
Fucking Patreon.
No, you don't. Okay. I would have slapped it away and said, gross.
You know what? The thing was, though, he did warn me and say, like, I'm sweaty. And I was like, you know, what I talked about earlier. I'm in the mood. I'm like, yeah, I'm powering through this. And I'm going to swallow today and not spit it out. And then it just whipped it down, but I was already talking shit and I was too deep in to takesies backsies. So I was like, I'm powering through this motherfucker.
It sounds like you did that to yourself.
I've made some bad life decisions. I think we can both agree on that.
That's true. I feel like when I have to say something serious, yeah. I should get very close to the mic.
Closer.
No.
Mm-mm. Facts.
Mm. We're almost kissing.
Oh my God. When's the last time you kissed a lady?
Oh God. Who knows? I was probably drunk at some gay bar.
Oh God.
We got to wrap this up. I can already tell.
Because you're so cool.
No, because Adele's like, come drink with me.
I think that's just because you're an alcoholic.
Plus, okay. I want to check out what's going on Adele's phone. I got to see if she has any of them subscriptions anymore.
Yeah. All right. Any other follow-up things?
No, I think...
Do you have any questions?
No, I don't think I have any questions. I think I was very insightful, and I hope I taught you guys something.
You I mean, the tricks. I feel like since I have never had a penis, that I don't know the tricks, and I feel like that has given me the next level. Maybe that's what I needed to level up. That's the
real advantage that gays have over...
From a C?
Women.
Plus?
I never knew about the windshield wiper, okay? I would have never done that. Sometimes I, like... Like, play with the tip a little when I'm sucking on it, but I've never used the windshield wiper. I'm going to try that now.
Yeah.
We'll give you feedback.
And usually...
By we, I mean Brittany. I'm not going to suck a dick, so...
And well, no, usually, if their balls are too hairy, I just don't even touch them.
Do you popsicle it?
What? Yeah.
Do you take it out and, like...
Yeah.
Do you... Quick really? Question before we wrap it up. Have you ever slapped yourself in the face with somebody else's...
Yeah, they love it.
We My thought this mind was a lie.
Has just been blown.
We thought this was a lie. Somebody said this was a thing, and we thought it was a lie. We asked a whole group of people, and it started out as no, 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 and then all of a sudden the yeses began to increase.
Yeah.
Have you ever used your penis to slap someone else in the face? Absolutely
die.
See, that is different.
How about even if you're hammered ass drunk? Would you ever?
If they do it on their own, I won't stop it, but I will start to laugh.
But you're not gonna just like grab your dick and slap just, them with it.
No, I mean usually like I'm right there too. I'm not like we're not like making out and then I'm like.
How big is your dick? Dang, Caleb.
Like.
She didn't even have to bend over for that demonstration. You were just making out, and all of a sudden,
No. But usually, like, you can always tell when somebody wants it because they'll do it.
Maybe that's the problem. We don't want it, okay? I'm not down there, and nobody's thinking, like, you know what Elizabeth wants? She wants slapped across the face with this dick.
So if.
No.
If
I
he
don't.
Slaps himself in the face with it first, do you then follow suit and then slap it for him?
No.
What if he's like, slap me with your dick?
I would have to tell him to leave.
What if he just slapped
just reared back a backhand?
Yeah. Oh, I misheard you.
Sorry. Thought that's what you
There's
wanted.
Some people into some kinky shit out there. So.
Yeah, and say, I'm sorry. Yeah, I just like, heard slap me.
Sometimes like that. I don't like to get slapped, but... You know, if you want to, like, choke me a little bit, that's fine.
Has someone ever slapped you in the face with a dick?
No. Well,
so you've slapped
yourself. Don't say no and then circle back.
You mean, like, while I'm giving them a blow? Oh, yeah.
That's not...
They've done it. And then I will also do it if they've already done it. I won't initiate the dick slapping.
Because then you know that they like that. Like something it. That yeah. they okay. like.
Right.
Do you think it makes them feel powerful to Absolutely. Slap someone in the face with this their hard like, penis?
This is like the gag thing when you, if you've ever had to pretend to gag.
We don't do that. It's always real.
Yeah, it's always real. I feel like this is given that power. Like, oh yeah, your dick is so big, knowing good and well.
Yeah.
You just what throw if one you of got those a bruise? In.
They're not hitting me that hard.
I wouldn't know. It's okay, no. I don't partake in...
If you had a mushroom stamp bruise on your face,
I would have so much respect.
I swear
At least somebody
God.
Would.
I really would.
I want you to FaceTime me if that ever happens immediately, or at least
put it on your put it on your Instagram.
I will. Yeah. In fact, I'm going to make it happen tonight, and that'll be the...
the Instagram photo I post for this episode.
Perfect. Well, you're welcome in advance, okay?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Thumbnails.
You gotta go. Yeah. Again. I already said this.
I just needed to clarify a few things.
I'm glad.
And I'm glad I did.
I'm glad you did too.
I don't regret it.
Do you guys want to plug yourselves?
It sounds sexual in nature now.
Is that why he giggled?
If you have not subscribed to She Show videos on YouTube, now is the time. We do have a podcast we are dropping in 2023. We will be of no competition to Sir Caleb Figgles, but you should be subscribed to both of us. Yeah. I mean, I feel like you should be listening. You should be sharing. We are sharing education and information, opinions, and laughs.
Yeah.
I agree.
I did not know about the windshield wiper. And if you don't think I'm using that, you're dead wrong. I want a
text
wrong.
Message during.
During? That's hard.
I'd like to remind everyone that the two people who taught Brittany how to give a blowjob are sitting next to each other, sharing a microphone on Caleb's couch in Pittsburgh. So
one of them is an old married broad.
Caleb.
And the other is a beautiful.
Is a hip gay. It's
a beautiful. Me homosexual man, okay. He sounds so much cooler when he says
it.
No, you sound like you're gargling. You sound like you're gargling cum. Okay.
You would know.
Well, did you ever gargle it?
No.
We're done with this episode. It is over.
Yeah, you're right.
And you guys are at @she_show_videos on Instagram.
Yep.
Facebook.com/SheShowVideos.
You got it. Yep. YouTube, She Show Videos. We're on TikTok. We're really been slacking on TikTok. But if you want to send us some video ideas on TikTok, we'll watch them and never do them.
I was going to say, people send us ideas all the time and we just don't do it.
Great. Yep. Well, those links will all be shared in these episode notes. If you are a fan of making a martini, please share it with every single person you know so I can make money and not have to pretend to have a real job anymore. You can find me on all my social medias. What else do I fucking say at the end of these episodes? If you would like to be a friend of the podcast, there is a link in these episode notes to, quote, buy me a coffee, which is really buy me a martini, which you can donate 1, 3, 5, or whatever amount of money you want.
And give them a 5-star rating.
Yeah, give me, Oh, thank you, Jesus.
You're welcome.
There was a lot of mimosas today, and my butthole's just been dripping. Might cut that out. But yes, please give me a go to Apple Podcasts, give me a 5-star rating and a review so that I can get seen more. And if you would like to, or if you haven't yet, and then you do use Instacart, you can create an account with the link in this profile and you can get free shipping on your first order of $30, which is pretty cute. And that is it.
That's a wrap.
That's a wrap. This has been Making a Martini, up, dry, and straight to the point. Cheers.
Except the computer went to sleep and it's so far away. Okay.